And good morning, this is Bill Kirsten. We're on this Circle of Friends. Glad to have you here. 19 years and running and having a great time seeing the changes in Liberty and around Liberty. What is change? What is change? Well, change is something that you look forward to, but it's costly. And find out what's going on with the City of Liberty. Now, what can they do now? They've got the old Liberty. They got the new Liberty. They got the major projects that are very positive, and they keep school districts, build a school every year. And what more is going on? Well, we're here to say that we have a public art project. It's called the Liberty Triangle Roundabouts, and it's planned by the Liberty Arts Commission. Boy, that's a big mouth there. But let's say, what are we going to do? We're going to talk about this that's going on. Some of you folks who've been here for years and years know that this concept we're talking about. We're going to feed you the whole dose here right now. The Public Art Project with me today is former Mayor Bob Steinkamp. And also with me is Anna Driscoll, who fits into this situation absolutely wonderful with her background and her family here in the Community of Liberty. And, of course, here's Trudy Bill Kirsten, former mayor also. So we're going to band this thing and try to find out what's going on. Bob and Anna, what more can we do in Liberty that has not already been done? And they've come up with a project like this put up by the Arts Commission. And, wow, I heard you speak one time, Bob, about this big plan here. I can't wait to you folks out here listening to what's going to be going on now. So, Mayor Bob, welcome to the City of Circle of Friends. Anna, welcome to the Circle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
What is going on, Bob? The Liberty Arts Commission is pretty new. The heads are there, then we're going to do a lot of things in the future. So, how did this concept get coming with the roundabouts and the Arts Commission? It's a fairly new group, the Arts Commission, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, it is. The Arts Commission in Liberty is an arm of the city, and it was founded and started in 2006. One of its major events that everyone here in Liberty would be familiar with is Art Squared. Art Squared has gone on now for, 2 years? This will be the third year coming up this spring. It's been a very, very good success and a very good way to introduce everyone in the Northland, including Liberty residents, to artists from Liberty and the surrounding communities. The Liberty Arts Foundation, of which I'm president, is a separate organization. And it has its 501c3 charitable exemption from the Internal Revenue Service. And it is designed for the purpose of supporting all arts within the community of Liberty. And when I say all arts, premised upon funding of the Liberty Arts Foundation, if, for example, the Corbin Theater needed funds to put on a free concert for children, they could come to us and ask us for some type of funding for such an event. The Liberty Symphony, the Liberty Chorus, and whoever it might be. When we first started and became active as an organization in late 2011, we determined that many of the arts, many of the types of arts in Liberty, were served by their separate boards. In other words, the Corbin was served by its board and had its fundraising activity. The symphony is the same, the choir, and so on and so forth. But public art, sculptures throughout the community were lacking. So we took an inventory of those sculptures and found that there were approximately 20, including some located on William Jewell's campus. If you know where the Spencer Court is, there next to Gano Chapel. The Doughboy next to the you know, next to the courthouse on the square, the Statue of Liberty in front of Franklin, and those types of situations. But if you look with a city the size, both geographically and population, of Liberty, we felt it wasn't enough. And so we felt that one of our first focused projects was going to be identifying and raising funds for projects regarding public art. And that's what we started on. Now, having said that, there are two that we have, and Anna's here to talk about and to help me talk about the first project that I wanted to address, and that is the China Slaughter Reading Park.
Amen.
That reading park was the brainchild of Sylvia Willoughby. Sylvia and her husband, before he died, and of course, as you know, Sylvia has recently passed away. Sylvia and her husband owned property at the corner of Mill and Gallatin, catty corner to now where the Hillcrest Thrift Store is, and immediately across the street from Franklin School. And they had owned that property for some period of time. Well, if you know the history of Franklin School, when Liberty Schools were first founded, or first developed, Franklin was its only elementary school for many, many years. And when it became integrated, it still remained the only elementary school in Liberty. So every student who went to school at Franklin knew a fellow by the name of China Slaughter. And Anna, in just a second, is going to tell you some more about who China is. In honor of China, Sylvia wanted to donate that piece of property. It's approximately a home building lot. Wanted to donate that piece of property to the school district for the purpose of establishing a reading park for the students at Franklin School, a place where their parents could come and sit and wait for their students after school, a place where students could come and sit and read and learn how to read, where teachers could take students to that park, where their parents could read with students at that park. And so she donated that piece of property for that purpose. And in the process of that donation, and the way I became involved with it was sort of a sideline. I'm an attorney, and I'm with the law firm of Kirkland, Woods, and Martinson, and Bob Kirkland happens to represent Sylvia. Represented her when she was alive and is representing her estate. But having said that, he worked with the school district on her behalf to establish this gift and establish the parameters of the gift, which I've just indicated. As a result, and in support of Sylvia, who I've known a long time, in support of Bob, I went to the dedication of the park and stood there and thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if we had something else in this park to honor China? I'm not a Liberty native. I came to Liberty first to go to college at William Jewell, and then later to settle here. And I've been a resident of Liberty for around 35 years now. But as a result, I didn't graduate from Liberty High School. I didn't go to Franklin School, but I knew China for some reason. And I knew he was a very kind and gentle man and a very well-respected man in the community.
So He's a little guy who was a giant.
And so I approached the Liberty Arts Foundation, knowing our mission of trying to support public art, and said the big question of what if? And of course, the what if was, what if we can create some enthusiasm and then create some fundraising to place a sculpture of China in that reading park and as a part of that reading park? Now, we've talked about China a lot. I'd like Anna to speak for a time and give you some background on China, and then we can get into some other details regarding the China Slaughter Reading Park and sculpture.
All yours, kid.
Thank you. Well, China was born in 1913 in Liberty. Not a great time to be an African American in a fairly southern town. And yet he is a story of accomplishment his whole life. He went to high school. He graduated from high school. He went to college, graduated from college. He later earned a teaching certificate. His opportunities for employment were limited growing up, as he did in the 30s, 40s, 50s, before segregation had been ended. But again, he did not let that limit him. He got a job here in Liberty as a custodian at the Garrison School, and he worked there for as long as necessary. After desegregation, he had moved to Franklin, and ultimately in his career, he became the head of custodial services for Liberty Schools. He worked for the school system for 45 years. And not only was he the head of custodial services for Liberty, but he was also responsible for certification for the housekeeping training for all custodians throughout the state of Missouri. He was 32 years as the crossing guard at Franklin School and had a special commission from the police department for the city of Liberty in that position. And I know growing up, my father had a habit of pointing out to me people after whom I should model my life. And China was one of those people, because even though his opportunities were limited, he never hung his head. He always walked upright. He always looked you in the eye. He may have worked three and four jobs sometimes. The Willoughbys got to know him because they had him as a custodian at their medical practice. But they became friends, because you couldn't help but become friends with China. He married a Liberty girl, Hazel Gant, and they were married for over 50 years before his passing. They had a daughter, Anne Catherine. He was just an exceptional person. When I think of China, I not only think of him as I drove down Mill Street, seeing him helping the kids crossing twice a day, but I also think of him keeping the brass handrails at the school board building shining bright. I think of him at the high school, where I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to interview him for the school paper the year that he retired. And it's a very fond memory of mine, the hour I spent sitting quietly with him in a room listening to some of his stories.
And he looked at you and smiled at you and called you by name.
Absolutely. And it's funny, as we've embarked on this project to honor him with this park, every time I run into someone new and tell them about the park, they invariably have a story about China. One young lady told us that when she and her little brother attended Franklin School, he fell and broke his, I think he busted his head open, actually. And China picked him up and carried him all the way to the doctor's office. Some other folks have told us about when they would have go to dances. Jewel would sometimes use the gymnasium at Franklin School for sorority and fraternity dances. And he was in charge of keeping that floor shiny and bright. And he made sure they knew not to scratch up that floor, but at the same time wanted them to have a great time at their party. He had a wonderful way of encouraging you and holding you responsible for your behavior at the same time.
He kind of had that... I know you. You know me, but you know that I used to do this, and he kind of frowned at her, freckled those frowns up there, little
with his sunglasses
there.
On.
Yeah, he knew you.
That's right. And he was a terrific servant to the community. He was honored with many, many awards, including Sir Thomas Service to Mankind Award, Outstanding Liberty Citizen, awards from the VFW and many other organizations.
Well, so when you hear this background about China, and then you understand that Sylvia has given this piece of property for a park honoring China, with specifically wanting to name the park after him, it was an easy sell for me to go to the Liberty Arts Foundation board and say, what if we can raise the money and move forward and help raise the money with the school foundation, of course, to raise the money for a sculpture and for improvement of the China Slaughter Park. Now, our board, our Liberty Arts Foundation board, consists of myself, Greg Duncan, Bill Taylor, Christy Saligo, Heather Jones, Don Brown, Cecilia Robinson was a member up until January, and Kim Thurston is now serving on the board and as a replacement to Sylvia, David Falk, Shane Emlett, and Becky Port.
More people who are giants in our community.
And they have all worked very hard, and I mention all of their names individually because they all have been very important in the development of the Arts Foundation and the development of this project, for the Slaughter Park. We then moved to, as I said, this had to be a joint process, and it had to be a project in which we had buy-in by various organizations throughout the community. So after the Liberty Arts Foundation agreed to move forward, we then had a meeting with Lori Sutton, who is the chair, president of the Liberty School District Foundation. And after talking with her and after talking with Mike Brewer and actually Dallas Ackerman as well, who both attended the dedication of the park, we decided to move forward and form a committee. And Anna is here because of her background in knowing China and having written an article about China, as a matter of fact, when she was in high school, but also because she is chair of the joint commission that the School District Foundation and the Arts Foundation established for moving this project forward. And, I'd like Anna to talk about her commission and who's on it and who they represent and where they're going from here.
Another thing, what she says now is because of the fact, who can say no to Bob Steinkamp?
It's true. I have to say, though, this project is close to my heart. Sylvia was a good friend of mine. She told me when she was planning this that she thought it was probably the best thing she had ever done. And because I loved her and because I knew and loved China, it was very exciting to me to be a part of this. And when the other committee members selected me to chair the committee, I was very honored. So the wonderful thing is that although the park land belongs to the school district and will be maintained by the school district, overseen by the School District Foundation, they have brought in all of these other groups from around Liberty because there was considerable interest in participating in this. A lot of people knew and loved him. So we have representatives from the Liberty Arts Foundation, Sherry Holtman and Shane Immelt, and Bob participates with us in an oversight capacity. We have Shane also participates from the Liberty Arts Commission. We have Kim Thurston from the Liberty Arts Foundation, and as Bob said, also Cecilia Robinson had been with us up to the point that Kim stepped in. We have Pat Thomas and Ann Halterman from the Liberty School District Foundation. We've received a terrific amount of support from Patty Banks in her firm, Vireo, conceptualizing the design of the park, and she was helpful coming from Historic Downtown Liberty Incorporated. We have Mary Landers representing Franklin School. We have Lori Sutton again in an oversight role, and then I participate representing the Clay County African American Legacy, which operates Garrison School. So it's a great group of people, lots of terrific ideas. In fact, we have officially determined our first big fundraiser is going to be on the 4th of July after the parade. We're going to have a block party at the park site. I've reserved the Kansas City barbecue truck to be there so that folks can be well fed, and it should be a great time. We'll have music and talk about China and hopefully get some memories in, and some I hope people come and give us some photographs and all kinds of things. So,
and PayPal will be present.
PayPal will be present. In fact, we also have a Facebook page, and if you go on Facebook and search China Slaughter, you'll find the China Slaughter Reading Park, and I hope you'll look us up and join us. We love to see stories about China shared on there.
Yeah, all of these projects we're speaking of somehow or other just go a few feet or maybe a couple hundred feet. There's another project that has been taken by place by a big commission in the Community of Liberty, and then another one ties it to there, and then the Rotary Park also is another place they give you reading used very well. It's a great, it's as great as they tie it all together. There's a system there, and it's working very well.
Garrison School has a program called the Lions and Unicorns Reading Program, and it encourages reading in grade school children. And we're looking forward, I'm on the board at Garrison, and we're looking forward to partnering with the China Slaughter Reading Park to have events for the Lions and Unicorns Reading Program at China Slaughter Reading Park.
What's so exciting about what's going on in Liberty today is that there is a wealth of individuals who have recognized the importance of the arts, who have recognized the importance of public art, of sculptures, of those things to our community, and how they enrich the community, how they help educate our children, how they present a positive, upbeat image of our community, and therefore bring in, those individuals who also appreciate that type of, that type of look in a community. And it's just amazing how everything over the last year and a half has come together. Understand, Sylvia donated this ground in the spring. So everything that we've just talked about, except for the history of China, has all developed over the last maybe 9 months. And my point is, we've just started. And we're nowhere near the end, the finish line, but we're barely an inch away from that starting line, so to speak.
Well, we'll be coming back after our commercial break. We'll fill you in on that starting line and how it's going to progress and how you can be assistant in there and so many other things. I can't believe that sitting here looking at a piece of paper, what it's going to look like. And I'm ready to go. Let's hop it. Let's take that little station break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the little guy, the giant, China the man. We'll come back here on the Circle of Friends.